west by Dalma.
This is a memorable date for a meeting. It's the same as where the penguin went to buy the ice cream. It's 7/11/08.
You have any hands?
July 11th.
Call meeting to order. Would you please stand and pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Quick look at the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions?
I just wanted to add Mike Holmes for the trails.
What do you want to add him?
I would probably all business.
All business? Okay.
Because we had discussed it before.
Everybody else okay with the agenda? Okay, let's look at requests first.
I move to accept the agenda.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, is there a second to accept the agenda?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Request. They're before you.
Okay, Dale Young. We went down there, the dock committee went down there. We had the survey. And we feel that those two docks down there are on his, they're not, they're in a Lake District property, but they're part of his frontage. They're not licensed as of now. I don't know if there's a history of any license or if they belong to Lindell Hutton, but no one has claimed those docks. And Dale wants to take one of those docks. He did a slight repair on one of them. He added two steps. I just showed Gina a picture. Did I just give you those pictures?
That's how you do most of it.
Well, anyway, he did do repair to one dock. He put a railing on it and two stairs that were broken. There was like five or six of us out on the one on that dock that was a complaint about it. Five of us dock members, we were out on the walkway, and we all at one time, the dock was very sturdy. So I'd like to make a motion that...
Well, I'd like to add some comments here. I don't know, I mean, I just got a piece of information that might prove that those are the Dale and Grace's docks. But at this point in time, I mean, I went through Lindell's file, and I went through Cromwell's file, and there's no mention of those docks anyplace. So at this point in time, I'm not sure who those docks actually belong to. There's also James Sullivan's frontage in there that might belong to him that I'm not sure of yet. I mean, I didn't see any proof in the request that they actually belong to. With no numbers on them or anything, I don't know that they actually belong to. And if, you know, with this new information that I have, they very well might, but I don't know that at this point in time. And I don't, you know, I'm of the opinion until I can see it in black and white. I mean, most of our docs are quite simple. You follow the trail, it goes from person to person to person. There is no trail in this one.
There's many, many docks around this lake that are not numbered, and we don't know who they are, but they are being used.
You're absolutely right. They are not numbered, but we can say that Fran Smith sold it to Joe Smith. There is a trail of succession. There is no trail of succession with these docks.
Okay, so what would you like to do?
I would
How
just
much
like
time
to,
do you need? How much time do you need?
I'm going to need... Well, because we got another meeting this month, another meeting. So I'm going to need till August to go.
Well, wait a minute. We've got one motion on the floor already.
Okay.
Do you want to keep your motion?
I'd like to keep my motion. My motion is to have the two docs turn over to Dale Young, have them licensed in his name and his wife's name.
Is there a second?
The owner of the property owners.
Is there a second to that motion? Okay, the motion dies.
Okay.
Now, is there a second motion?
I would like to make a motion that we table this to the August meeting until such time as I can further research this to verify that those docks belong to Grace and Dale Young after the transfer of Lindell Hutton.
Is there a second to that motion?
No second.
Before I say all in favor, I must abstain. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So I abstain.
Yeah, sure.
And the date, so. Okay, motion is carried. Okay, Moran.
Moran, that was for a jet ski lift down in the Cove area. It's fine. There's plenty of room for a jet ski lift, it's not going to interfere with the stuff. So it's fine.
Motion?
I think we'll make a motion, maybe something, and then install a jet ski.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
There you are. Okay. Trail one.
Okay, we went down to trail one. It was 5 years down there, so it's every day. And there's like 6 or 7 sheds down there. And there's 2 sheds that are right on the point that are in pretty rough shape. And there's no, we don't know who owns the shed, but I have dock numbers that are in front of the sheds that I'd like to give to Rhonda. And maybe have her mail these people out letters to see if they know who the owner of the sheds are. But there's like, I don't know, Brad, were there 7 of them altogether?
There's 6 or 7.
And we don't know who owns the other sheds also. And we, in order, maybe we could, I'll get a group of the dock numbers and all the rest of them, and we can find out who the owners of the other sheds are, because it's just that we don't have any idea who the owners are.
They're below the 14th.
Yeah, they're below the 14th.
Probably grandfathered in.
Right. And then,
How can something like that be grandfathered in?
I don't know. My understanding is some of the sheds that were below the 14th were there when RG&E had the...
That's in their bylaws and all that?
We go back to the 78 again, Gene. It says we got to accept the licenses and conditions of the work. I don't argue, I'm just telling you what it says.
Here's a...
That's the way that's got to be, that they're in rough shape.
I would think so.
I'll see that.
No, I've been down there.
What are we...
I'd like to make a motion, well, for this one here. I'd like to make a motion that, no, I'll give Rhonda the dock numbers, and that we can send these people out letters to remove these sheds. But I don't even think they're repairable at this time. I don't know if they're allowed to replace them.
That's what we've done in the past.
Yeah, the same footprint.
So they can, you know, repair, replace, but they're pretty rough shape. Okay, once we find out what the numbers are.
What about a deadline?
I give them until next year, till, I don't know.
You're going to have a pretty hard time just...
Finding out
who they are. I would think that if you found out who they were by the first of the year, you'd be doing real well.
You're not going to jump right on until you go on the radio.
No. You want to go down there and do that?
But once we find out who the owners are, why don't we give them 90 days, you know, unless it's in the middle of winter, give them 90 days to remove and replace or repair. Once we find out who the owners are.
Can I ask a question pertaining to that? Regarding the grandfathering, if we don't know whose they are, it's a little premature to say repair or replace if they don't even have any right to be there to begin with. You don't know that until you find out who it is. So perhaps just the note on the door of the shed, please contact the district office at this phone number within 30 days.
I think we're going to need to find the owner. I think we're going to have a paper trail. Find the owner, send a certified letter as we have been doing with everything else.
But I think that's a good idea. If you could put a letter together, laminate it, put it on the shed. Plus try to get it.
Yeah.
On every shed out there. And then we'll find out who owns them. And then we'll do the other route too. Mm-hmm. Both ways through this way here.
Yeah, that's
maybe even issues. The neighbors may be able to help us find out who they are. That motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then another thing, while we were down there, it's not that we were looking for problems with other docks, but while we were down there, as we were walking around, we found some docks that are really, really rough shape. Here's a dock that one was just passing around there. It's B352. That's on Trail 1, I think that was. Want to see that, Rick?
I sent them a letter already. You sent them a letter 2 years ago.
You sent them a letter 2 years ago? I love this document. While we were down there, I took some photos of that. And this one here is Doc B291. I believe these people should all be sent letters, but I just want to let the board see. This doc here doesn't look bad from this picture, but it goes out, and it just big slant to it.
Yeah, this is really bad.
And this one here is in a cove area. It's like at a, almost a 45-degree angle here, the walkway. We should set it as B288, I believe that is. And this one's in a cove area also, B290. This is away from the shoreline to get to the dock here. There's a real little walkway over here, but it's really dangerous. It's from someone else's dock, so they could put something in here.
If letters were sent, what were the consequences, do you remember?
They have to just repair or rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a deadline?
We established that.
Back 2 years ago?
No, we just sent a letter saying it was in disrepair.
You didn't follow up with anything?
No, because at that point in time, that whole bay was under controversy.
Okay. And this is B290, and I believe there's two that it goes with. This is what goes with another one. Two, three, there's another one. This walkway is just about out of water.
I have a question right here. Does this dock have to be rebuilt?
Well, that's the front of that one. That's
right.
That was the other one.
I mean, that post is obviously built.
Oh, yeah.
They can't replace that with a steel post.
No.
They got to put a pressure treated floor everywhere.
Right. 2x4x4.
I see we're going to get into pressure treated wood here tonight.
Right.
I just had a question.
Okay. And this one here was a fairly simple repair. These two boards here, it's a little walkway up to the dock. The rest of the dock's in good shape. It's just that right in here, there's just a 2x4, it's all rotted away. So when I walked up there, it almost went down. So it's not a major repair, but it needs to be adjusted. And this is just a different angle from that one dock that we see. Okay. But I can go over all these with Rodney later on so we don't take up so much time.
So your motion is?
My motion is to send these people a letter. The ones that really have to be total repaired, if they don't do it this winter, they should at least remove the dock. And then, we're not going to take their license away, but just until they are able to replace it. And the ones that need to, the ones that they can address the small repairs, they should.
We probably want to read these into the record, though. I mean.
Yeah, we will. I was going to go over that with Rod to give her all the numbers. Okay, let's see.
Well, we've got the motion.
Can I amend the motion?
Sure.
On the major repairs that we have plans no later than November 1st of this year?
You're talking about the ones that have to be repaired.
Yeah, the ones that need overhauls, not the quick fixes. So at least this way we know that we'll have a set of plans in front of us so we can look at, so that they can do the construction. You know, if we have them by November 1st, that gives them plenty of time to do the construction yet during the season.
Who's going to determine what ones have to be replaced?
We were down there already. Those are the ones. I have them all written down.
Okay.
The ones that have to be repaired and replaced.
I
have a couple different sheets here.
You guys were all.
Yeah, we were all. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, now 288 needs a break wall and a walkway that needs to be repaired. I have everything written down. Okay. So I can go over this, all the different things that need to be done.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, if you could attach that to that.
Yeah, I will. I'll attach it and I'll go over it with Rod.
And I'd like to copy of that.
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Under old business. Dave, any more on the committees?
Okay. The only thing I can say right now is that the dock tanks should be early next week. We should be getting the dock tanks over to start renumber them away.
Okay.
I spoke with him the other day, and he said it'd be early next week.
Okay.
But the only thing that I was just wondering about is the screws. Oh, when that's on there?
That's right. The tags that came in?
But no, they'll be in early next week. For the, I do have a copy of them here.
Yeah.
But just to show the people over there.
Oh.
It's going to be, you're going to have, you know, your number on there, RLRD. Everyone's going to have a number. And then if you have what, if you're lakefront, you have more than one dock, like say 777A or B. If you have three docks, it'll be B. Community docks might have one number on them, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, or whatever, how many docks that they have. Okay, they'll be, this will be reflected green, and the white numbers will be green. Okay, that's all I have to report for right now.
That's the exact size, right?
Yeah, this is the exact size, 4x6 with the rounded corners and 4x4 for letters.
Right.
We'll be starting this project hopefully by next weekend.
Okay, comprehensive plan. It's in your packet there. I'd just like to review this because this was in the plan last year that we do this on a yearly basis. And the first goal, short-term goal, was dam maintenance, repair, and safety. And the goal was to maintain the structural integrity of the dam and dam equipment. The strategy was to seek grants to offset tax dollars for dam repair. Bill, I'm just going to let you talk to this because basically we have made progress on this.
Somewhat. Well, right now, I still was trying to get that conference call together with dam safety to approve the inundation study. And that hasn't taken place because Al was on vacation last week. So, and then this week, Kenneth Canestri was out of the office all week. So I emailed him again today. They said he'll be in the office next week. And I talked to Al this morning. He'll be in the office next week. So hopefully we'll get that done next week. I copied all you guys on the email, so you'll see that. And so hopefully we'll get that conference call so we can get going on that, on the inundation study. I haven't sent in the updated grant request yet because I was waiting for that conference call. As soon as we get that and that's approved, I'm going to just update the date. I think I'm going to push all the dates back from what I had in there probably till the end of October for the survey and some of that other work we got to get done. Other than that, I guess we're moving ahead.
Is the state going to wait for the study before they release the funds?
They said not at the meeting we had here that they would start releasing funds. But
so as long as they know we've got a project in place?
Yeah, that was. But I didn't want, you weren't at the last morning's meeting. I didn't want to start anything till we sat, till they understand what Acres is going to do because this study's kind of nebulous to begin with. And I mentioned to the board I wasn't going to send anything in until we have this conference call. I want them to say, okay, this is what we want, and this is what we're getting as part of this, that study as part of the EAP. So
they're not saying that if a certain result comes out of this study that it's going to affect how they're going to release the grant funds. They haven't made a statement like that.
Actually, there's nothing really in that what they're going to in that mapping that really affects anything. It's just going to tell us, if we have a total breach, what's going to get basically taken out, and then we got to put that in the emergency action plan, or basically it's more you're tying that to the emergency action.
So
we had to update their emergency action plan.
So is it fair to say we could maybe get these funds before the summer or early fall?
I don't know how fast they'll move. I mean, the meeting we had with them, they said that they would start releasing stuff. But I didn't want to put anything in that, in that deliverable section until they approve, approve it.
Okay.
How how we've been going with this.
What was the cost of the inundation study?
It's going to be about $65,000.
I thought it was 40.
I thought it was 40. Or 41.
40. Well, I thought it was 40, but I didn't know if it went up.
I think that was 40. Whatever that was, I got too many big...
It might end up at 65, but it was...
No, it better not.
Bill, have you heard anything more on the new DEC regulations for dam safety? Have you heard any more on that?
Nope.
They had the hearings.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything more.
I don't think you're going to hear anything until the legislature goes back into session. Basically, they got to present something to the legislature.
Is this the one where they're including fire ponds?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of and I think I gotta, I mean, just my gut feeling, I think you're gonna see them back off on a lot of that stuff.
I hope so.
Because I think all the legislators are getting stuck, you know, getting a lot of flack.
Anything over an acre they want to get their thumb on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard the farmers are really up in arms.
Yeah, they are.
Bill, is there anything that you see that we should be working on dam maintenance, repair, and safety? Anything that you want to see for the next year?
No, I mean, right now I think we're in pretty good shape. I mean, I think, you know, the big thing is just to try and wrap some of this stuff up. I mean, it's, you know, we've been working on this for 5-6 years now, you know, and we haven't seen a dime. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to tell you guys the start of the project until I see something, you know. I mean, I'll keep on this part of it until we get it wrapped up, even after I'm off the board a little bit.
Well, hopefully we can get you on the committee so that, you know, if we do...
I mean, the one thing probably, and Rick and, you know, they're all familiar with it, is kind of ongoing, is, you know, just the... pointing on the dam and that kind of stuff. That's, you know, we do a little bit of that each year and that, but that's...
Has that been arranged for this year, Bill?
I haven't talked to him yet, but I mean, I can, you know, whenever. You know, we usually do that in October right after the draw.
Well, I was thinking about that too. I thought we were doing it just...
They do that in fall.
What do you remember what last year, how much we set aside to do for that last year?
Well, how much we set aside
just
for that? I think it was like about
$20,000. We elected the new sections of it.
Right. Yeah, we're doing like maybe 20, right. 20 by 60 each year or so, somewhere in there. But the only thing is this year, I know, I'm telling you already, because all those materials are almost doubled. It's just unbelievable how much that stuff's gone up. So, you know, probably to do it this year, you might as well figure on doubling what we've been paying to do about the same amount of area.
Coming up under the budget next time.
Yeah.
Just now, what we have had done down there, and your knowledge is holding right and is still good.
I don't think we've had any problems.
The only section that we had the problem with, okay, was the section on the south side where we had that hole, basically, when they found it.
Yeah.
And that's where the tree was growing and stuff, and we've had no problem, we had no leaks, no nothing. And that was the first section that was done, so that was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Do we need any removal of that brush down there?
Well, that's part of we're going to have to bid that out. You know, that's part of the hard facing thing. And I'm going to push all that stuff back in that letter. You know, I kind of had it at the end of September. I might even push it back to the end of November or something.
No, you're talking on the water side of it.
No, downstream side.
Downstream.
Yeah, we got to clear all that brush. Go back in there and clear brush out again. That was part of our meeting when they were in here.
Right.
I just want to remind that you guys should start thinking about the 2009 budget.
We are.
What you want to do about it.
Yeah.
So these kinds of things need to be thought of pretty seriously. That, probably that, what is it, the, at the end of the lake where the beach is, the...
Oh, well,
the
that...
channel out?
That was actually, I think the counties, I don't know where we're with the county on that.
Nothing's gonna get done probably until September.
Yeah, well, I know that. Yeah, we knew that, so, but I mean, it looks like they're gonna do the work.
I thought they were just doing the engineering. They're not gonna do the...
They were gonna do the surveying and engineering.
Yeah.
And we've gotta do the...
Well, Fred, when we talked to him, he kinda let us believe they might need some of that.
Phil, yeah, I remember that.
To their other projects on, around the bridge, which we were involved in.
Yeah.
But that was never cut in stone at that point. But we were prepared, we had been prepared to do what we've gotta do there, right? I mean, that's been in the budget to more or less for tentative amount, right, Phil?
I don't think we put it in the 2008 budget.
We didn't put in the 2008 budget because we were still involved with the dam project. We wanted to get the dam project finished up so that we could do Rush Creek next.
We did have a quote from one contractor.
That's right.
We did have a quote, but we couldn't let the quote out because we needed at least three bids for it, so we couldn't really say. But it wasn't that bad of a bid.
I don't think, I mean, right now, till you get something from the county, what they're planning on doing there, it's gonna be pretty hard to quote.
Again, they've changed administration.
Yeah, they have.
And that's the most...
Fred's gone.
Oh.
Fred is gone, and I don't know whether we'll get the same kind of commitment.
I'm really questioning it, so...
Well, we've got Dave Whiskey, he's still there, and he was committed, so hopefully...
Well, Dave and Fred were working together.
Yeah. It's a woman that took over, don't you?
No, under...
Mancuso.
Well, I would recommend, you know, and Deb, you have better context on it, maybe just touch base with them, see where...
Okay.
If they're not gonna do the engineering or that, I think it'd be way easier for the county to get approval from DEC and that than, I mean, we could get approval, but, you know, we'd have to start submitting all the applications and everything.
I'll check with Dave Whiskey. I'm not gonna check with a new person because they're probably overwhelmed if it is, so...
Fred did lead us to believe that they would not have a problem with DEC.
Well, I know, and that's what I'm saying. The county's probably got a little better, you know, because they work with them a little bit more than we do, so...
I mean, it's...
Other road situations and that.
It's in the county's benefit, actually.
It is, and that's...
Well, that's what I, you know, if they go to the DEC and say we're losing the bridge, it carries a little bit more weight than us saying, well, some people are losing docks.
Right.
Or might lose some docks, so that's all I know.
Okay, that kind of touches on several things. Okay, so, going on to public health and recreation.
Okay, so with the Rush Creek rerouting, you're gonna contact them?
I'm gonna contact Dave Whiskey and see where we stand, and will the county do the engineering?
So, you're gonna ask them for, is they'll do the actual excavating, or...
Yeah, engineering, well, that would be, put that under engineering, the excavating.
No, well, they're kind of two entirely different things.
All right, well, I ask the concerns of both.
Right.
And we'll just have to see where they go from that, because, and I'll try to get an answer before the budget bill.
Okay.
Because if we need to get, if we need to at least come up with a guesstimate, we have that one unofficial quote that'll give us an idea of how much we probably should budget.
Okay.
How's that?
That'd be great.
Okay. All right, going on to public safety. We haven't developed a review plan for monitoring septic systems, and I don't see that coming right away. Dave, what do you think? You're with the dock and the frontage and all that. What do you think?
About...
Well, we had talked about coming up with a plan for monitoring the septic systems.
Oh, the septic systems.
And, you know, I think it's a good idea, but I think it's going to have to be down the line. I think it's going to have to wait.
Usually, when there's a transfer of a sale.
Yeah.
The house is when the septic has to pass.
I think we do too.
Am I right about the septic system when you sell your home?
Yeah.
It has to pass, it has to go through a county.
Unless it's transferred through family.
Well, through family then.
Then it's not. And that was the issue.
Right, and then we passed a resolution stating that whether or not it passed from family or not, it still had to pass.
Did we put that in a resolution form?
A resolution, yeah.
I don't remember that.
We believed it. I'm sure we did, we did.
But that's just a transfer of dock license.
It's part of a dock license. Right. We said that if it was family to family and there was no septic approval because our...
The Board of Health does not require it.
Right, but we do.
Yeah, okay.
And to me, that probably about all that we want to take on right now.
At least right now, yeah, okay.
Because we could get into an awful mess.
Yeah, we could.
Big time.
Well, I don't think we have...
I don't think we have jurisdiction to do it anyway.
Exactly.
Well, actually, we have done something on this by simply passing a resolution that will expand those that have to have approved septics if they want to dock. Mm-hmm. You've already done that, so...
I mean, most people that have a septic system problem, we've got to get it fixed.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, and the second part, develop a plan to prevent introduction of organisms responsible for fish kills. That right now, I think, is probably beyond our scope.
Wouldn't that DEC take care of that and hurry? Right? I would think that you have.
Yeah, normally on a fish, any major fish kill situation.
Hazard in the lake is there. Biologically.
Right. And the last, pursue the development of a lake park. I think we are trying to expand the use of the dam park. Actually, the landowners are going to be using the dam park for their celebration. The kids are going to be up there planting flowers again. In fact, we're going to be doing that Tuesday. And
whatever happened when I was a kid around here, there was a nice family area.
I know.
I guess I don't know where it went. How it got disbanded.
The punks took it over.
The what?
The punks took it over.
Well, I can understand that. But it was. Even when I was a kid, you know, we were in the community.
But we'll get the bench first in...
My suggestion is to go gradually get into it and see what happens.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing. We've got the picnic tables. Now if we can get the bench, plant some more flowers. I think take it very slow.
What I was thinking is, like when people pass away, if there's things that we want to do up there, we could maybe have a wall in memory of, and they could donate money in their
or
name.
Or a
and
bench.
Use the money toward
or a picnic table or whatever.
Making it a nice picnic area up there and a place for people to go and enjoy themselves.
But I agree with Gene. I think the way to do it is to go real slow. And then we aren't losing a whole bunch at once.
We've had family reunions up there.
I know.
Well, some of that area, I mean, really could use a good thinning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really overgrown, and it hasn't been thinned in probably 40 years.
That would be another good project for the kids.
Maybe well, I mean, you can't do it all at once. Right. It's got to be
gradual. But, yeah, it's something
that everybody wants to.
The kids could pick up, but they will be cutting trees down here at the higher hunters.
Maybe someday we'd even want to think about a pavilion, a covered pavilion.
Well,
for family reunions, or no?
We've talked about the zoos in different areas of the place, but at least I don't know. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm.
You don't like the idea?
Oh, I'm not saying I don't like the idea, no. But it's something else that somebody's got to maintain.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Well, we're not doing that this year. It's not.
No, but I mean, it would be so nice to see it.
Come back as a...
At least a clean area.
I'll...
You can just go down over the bank, the other side there to get to the lake there.
Well, yeah, there's no fishing and no swimming, but yeah.
Well, maybe it's the fishing area.
That's the fishing area.
Oh, yeah, that is the fishing area, okay. Maybe it's no swimming, no swimming.
Yeah, you can drive down it.
If we have some extra time on Tuesday after we get through planting the flowers, I might just have them go clean up some of the brush and stuff like that if they've got the rakes and the tools that would help them stay and start. And then I know their supervisor, Dave Slocum, you know Dave, said that he's got a couple days at the end of the season, so maybe we can have him come back and, you know, do some actual brush.
That's the idea of that program, is to find something to teach them.
That's exactly right.
Now, with that, well, I don't want to change it, but you're still on the damn program.
Well, going back to one thing I forgot to ask Bill, and Bill Zabo, you weren't here last meeting, but we talked about a camera to monitor up there at the dam, an all-weather monitoring system, and Bill is going to look into costs, and Rick suggested that we put it in 09's budget. So that, and we think that will make things more palatable for DEC too. So that's something else we'll have for you, hopefully.
Talking about that, if we did put the camera up there, should the entrance to the walkway be monitored as well as the dam building, or can it be located where it can be monitored both of them?
Well, I mean, it really depends on what you guys want to get into. I just went on, the state site to just see if there's any state contracts out there. Mm-hmm. Most of the state contracts are, well, I should say the state contract for this type of stuff is turnkey, where they actually come in, set up, monitor, do the whole thing. I didn't find anything in the state contract stuff, purchase contracts for just buying equipment. So it's mostly, and I brought this in, I didn't have a chance, but these are big systems that they're quoting. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need anything like right. this. And most of this, and I also talked to our security, and I kind of knew this last meeting, but our security chief, and the stuff we put in school now is all fed through our computer system to the police, so it's a pretty complicated system.
Right.
So if somebody's breaking into our building and mm-hmm. the camera picks them up, it'll send an alarm mm-hmm. right to the police department. So it's a little bit more than what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. We're looking more just a monitor.
Right.
I have a question concerning this. It happens in my family, actually. A friend of my daughter stopped. Hogville's to look at a truck there, a wheel on a truck. And it wasn't 2 minutes, and he was squatting down there looking at it. But 2 minutes, the owner was there. He had that monitor, that lock monitor. How would that be? Then?
Well, some of the systems have motion detectors on them, so they send out an automatic alarm if there's a certain type of motion mm-hmm. around there. Basically, I mean, that's what we have on some, not all our buildings, but some of the buildings we have rehab now, the system's put in where if you're in there, say, trying to break in through a window or something, it'll trigger, it's tied in with the whole security system. So the camera picks, yeah, well, he might have some type of a motion, you know, where if you pulled in there and you parked there, it sets off the alarm, and then their monitor picks it up, and they call them or whatever.
It must be a revolving type of camera or something.
Yeah, they're pretty sophisticated stuff out there now.
And last weekend, also, we had company. They were out in a pontoon boat. They seen kids jumping off the cliff there, off the rocks into the lake, down by the dam. So I wasn't out there. I didn't see anything.
Hmm.
Well, so we are making, I mean, at least we're making strides with it. Okay, number three, utilities, community infrastructure, facilities. That deals with our technology, and we do have high-speed internet, correct? Wayne has given, oh, not yet. When is he going to do that? But he has talked about this.
He came in one day and put the system he was talking about where something with the town. Mm-hmm. He can't do that now. He's got to do something else. So, and he said he'd be back.
Okay.
I haven't seen him.
Well, it's in the works. Okay. Property taxes, maintain reduced taxes, I have been to some of the hearings on the wind power. I don't know whether we could get it down here, but certainly there are going to be windmills up in the northwest corner, probably. I think it's got to be bolted on, but the plan is for some windmills up in the northwest corner of Rushford, Noble Energy. That's not going to be a windfall for the town, but it is going to be some benefit to the town. I think the town gets approximately $60,000 to $80,000 a year from that. Centerville gets buku bucks. They're in the hundreds of thousands that they will see. So certainly that would help a lot if we could. And I still haven't given up on...
Not to oppose it.
Pardon?
Not to oppose wind power, you're saying.
Well, I'm not saying anything. I don't oppose it, but I'm only one person.
Right.
So, no, I know.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. Hydropower here, I still want to pursue that, but again, it's not something that I'm looking at doing in the next 6 months. Although, I may form a committee I've had some expressions of... There are some individuals who are interested in maybe being on a committee. And,
concerning the dam, you mean?
No, concerning, well, possibly hydroelectric power.
We've been on that road, too.
I know we have, but that's not to say that we couldn't look at it.
I don't hurt you.
And going through some of the long-term goals, intergovernmental cooperation, I think we've had a lot of support from both towns of Canyadea and Rushford. Certainly support if we need the police authority. Fortunately, we haven't had to have the police authority, but I think we're getting a little bit more cooperation from the towns. Pride, I certainly see a lot more pride. I see people getting along better. So, basically, is there any suggestions that you're going through some of these other points? I guess what I would like a motion for is to accept our short-term goals that we've added, some of the things that we're looking for the next 3 years, or add to them. Would you like to wait and postpone this and look at it, think about it, and then we can vote on it at our next meeting?
I'm not sure.
That's a better plan, I think. So, can I have a motion to that effect, Gene?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to review this again and to update it possibly.
Bring it up in the future.
Yeah, at our next meeting.
We've got too much going on at the next meeting, probably.
Okay, you want it at the August meeting?
Right.
Then? Okay.
August meeting, we'd be a little hectic, too.
That's fine. I really think we'd ought to kind of go over this and talk about it in September, really.
Okay, all right.
This meeting, we got the budget.
Okay.
But I'm not disagreeing with this.
Okay. You just want more time, that's fine. When's our September meeting? Are we doing I've forgotten.
I'd really like to find ways to reduce property taxes, not just for here, but all over.
Well, we can't. Yeah, we can't look at all over.
Friday, September 12th, is it?
September 12th. All right, so do I have a motion to review this again, September 12th, is that a second? All in favor? Okay. Thank you very much. Now, see if you can come up with something else. Okay, going back to old business.
I've got a lot of ideas.
Well, something might
move.
Saltzman and Hamlin. Dave, you were in on this. Is there anybody else involved with this?
Rick was supposed to check with the realtor.
Yeah, that lift was there when he bought it. Shortly after they bought it, we went down there and had a discussion with him with regards to that lift, however, and told him that, you know, they had to reconfigure that dock. They had to do something, but that lift hanging out was unacceptable. So I was mistaken in that I thought he put it in. But we were there, and, you know, that was the discussion at that point in time.
I remember going down there with you, Rick. Mm-hmm. I remembered after the meeting. I couldn't remember. It came back to me. We went down there. The builder, Jimmy Neiman was there, and there were two other fellows there. The owners of the property next door, I don't know, I can't remember their names, but I remember at the time, because he said he was getting a pontoon boat, they said that they would move their lift forward. Do you recall that?
Yep.
They agreed, and that's why that fellow went out and bought a pontoon boat.
Right, and yes, you're absolutely right. He absolutely did agree to it.
Right.
But he's a front lot owner, and if he chooses not to, I don't see where we have a leg to stand on.
No, but I understand, but you and I were down there at the time, and he did agree.
And that was the solution at that point.
That was the solution at that point in time, and that's what happened.
Right.
The fellow, the owners of it, I think they just...
The front lot owners. We still said that they had to reconfigure it, but it was going to make it easier for him to get in and out. But that whole thing still has to be reconfigured, and at that point in time, you know, the temporary solution was, if the Saltzman moved their boat forward, it would give him more room.
Right.
But it still did not solve the fact that that lift is too big for that spot.
But the lift was there when he did purchase it.
The lift was there when he did purchase it, yes. And I would be willing to lay a sizable wager that it was noted that something had to be done with that lift when I did that inspection.
Jimmy Neiman, I remember that he said he was going to move that lift forward for them.
Right, but that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I know, but that was the agreement at the time.
You're absolutely right, at the time. But we still have the issue of we've got a hoist that's too big for the spot.
Well, he bought the property knowing the lift was there. It's really a tough one.
How long ago was this?
This was last year.
Last spring. Last spring we were down there before the water came up and met with him about it.
This spring, you mean?
No, this was last fall. That was last fall.
The water was. It could have been fall of 2007.
It was like in the
wintertime.
Fall
of 2007. Fall of
2004. Okay.
Yeah. Rick and I were down there. That was before the dock.
All right. Okay. So does a letter need to go out to one or both parties? What?
It still needs to be corrected. That lift still needs to be corrected. And there was talk, you know, when we were down there, the temporary situation, like David said, was to move that lift forward to allow the access. But they were going to reconfigure that dock, and that hasn't been done. Either the dock has to be reconfigured, or that lift's got to go, one or the other.
The people that are not going to move their dock, their lift forward, they're going to leave their cancer.
They're going to leave it.
Yeah, but remember, wasn't there something else that we okayed on that dock at that time?
If they wanted to remove that one post, the one corner post of the guy out in front, then that would have given them more room. But that still doesn't eliminate the issue of that hoist being too big.
Right.
I mean, that dock needs to be reconfigured to either a smaller hoist has got to go in, or... I mean, I think if he was just to put an 8-foot pontoon boat in there, I think he would be within the confines of the right way. But the problem is that he's got an 8-foot pontoon boat with a 12-foot lift that's pointed on an angle.
Was there ever a license issued for that lift?
No. No. Prior people stuck it in.
I don't know.
Because that's when we addressed it right away, when it did the property change.
In other words, this property change has gone through this office.
Right.
With that something just like it is right now.
Yes, right. But it was noted that it was a problem. Well, it was still noted that it was a problem when the license changed.
Was it in black and white?
I'm sorry, what?
Was it in black and white?
I do believe that it is.
There were sent letters.
Yeah, they were. I'm 99.9. They were sent letters saying that, you know, they'd have X amount of, didn't we give them 6 months or something to, I think we said that.
Possible.
I know we said that it has to be addressed. I don't know that we gave them a timeline on it, but I know we said that it had to be addressed. And that's why we went down there at that point. What we went down there to accomplish was a temporary fix. We need a permanent fix this problem.
I think we need to find out what the letter said. And then follow it through to its conclusion.
Well, if the lift is going to have to be removed, they're going to have to reconstruct that dock somehow to accommodate the 3 boats that they have. So we have to make plans up with whatever we decide on.
Personality problem here since this has been started.
I don't know. I can't say if there is, but I know that the people are the boats. When he pulls his pontoon in, I think that they really have to push off the other fellows.
He's got to hand feed his boat through the open.
Yeah. By putting this chain in this corner post, you got to change what you want.
Yep.
No, it needs not what we want. What needs to be done.
No, that's still not going to address the issue. But the hoist is just too big.
And he can get by with an 8-foot hoist. In
I don't know that he can get a boat and a hoist. I know he can get a boat, but I don't know if he can get a boat and a hoist. Not the way that dock is currently configured.
Well, maybe we should table this and maybe on our next month inspections we can all go out there and look at it.
Why don't you get the letter?
Get the letter, look at it to see, and then meet there with the people from the community dock and we can meet with the other owners separately. No arguments.
We don't even need to meet with the seller.
Yeah, and then maybe we can work on a solution to it one way or the other, and maybe they can reconstruct their dock next year.
Some other people all kicked off.
Right. So,
the letters are in the dock files, actually. We had those letters. Sullivan letter actually say to move it forward. It actually says to move to the other side.
Right, they agreed to move it forward. Right. Rick and I were down there, but they were asked to move it to the other side.
Right.
They were originally asked to move it
to the other side.
And they just agreed to move it forward.
Right. But then they agreed to pull Rick and I
were
down there.
They were seeing anything on the regular community dock.
Right. So maybe next month when we do our inspections, I'd like to make a motion when we do our inspections, we can meet with the community dock people, maybe at a certain time, then an hour later, a half hour later, meet with the neighbors and we can talk and resolve this.
You've got another one. Okay. You want to bring it up at our next July meeting?
If we can get them all together, most of us are available all the time. I have no problem. Everyone's available to go.
All right. Let's see if we can get it done and get it on the agenda for the July meeting. And then that way, at least. It isn't being tabled.
Right, no. I'd like to get there as soon as possible.
Okay, so you made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Bernhard.
Okay, his papers didn't arrive until, they just arrived the other day, Rondo. He called me up, and they were supposed to be here July 1st, but he was very ill. He was in the hospital with his heart, and he's still going back and forth, so I don't even know if he's going to be down here for a little bit, but he still wants to do his document. I guess he mailed around all the papers or faxed them.
That's according to the plan you got.
Yeah, according to the plan. Well, no, look, this is Bernard. That was the break
wall.
This is the break wall down on Trail 6, I believe it is.
And it is in our
Trail 4.
He said it's staked out now, but I haven't been down there. So that we'll put that on our next month.
He's just going to cut that corner off.
On this month's. He said it is staked out. He told me on the phone.
So then, in July, our next July meeting, then we will
we'll have that one.
We'll have that, you'll report that.
Yeah, we'll get the papers.
All right. So we don't really need to make any...
No, not till we see the state though.
The Nunziata hoist request.
Okay, we said as long as he moved his shed last time, that we have no problem with having his neighbor gaining permission to put the hoist on. Is that right, Joe? We have no, I have no problem. I'd like to make a motion that we accept.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the Rush Creek rerouting we talked about. Does anybody want to say more about that?
If for some reason the soil and water, if they can't do anything, I'd like to contact the DEC near Roman or see if we can move this project forward. I want to get it done this fall. Okay, if you can't do anything with it yourself.
All right. Do we want to talk about legislation?
Legislation cost. After the last meeting, we said that we didn't want to pay Dave. Called Mike Abrazak up. He said they'll take care of all his fees. I said, so, and the only thing, and I said the only thing we would like our lawyer to do is review it. He said, fine, no problem at all. He would pay David Pullman. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to have a meeting, an open meeting, David Pullman there, which we talked about, in which everyone can address all their concerns.
With the voting?
With the legislation. If there's anything that they have a problem with the legislation, like there were some things that you wanted to implement on the last legislation, that maybe we could talk to him about that, and the voting. And then from there, he would write it up, and then it would come back to our lawyer, and then it would come back to us, and we would have to approve it. And then we'd have another meeting with the people, too, so everyone knows what's going on.
So you want a public meeting in advance?
In advance with David Pullman, so with the board there and with him there. And we were talking about possibly July, but now we have to go to August. I mean, the summertime is the time to have it when most of the people are up here. I mean, the majority, everyone will be up here in August.
I don't object to that, just so we all realize he's not representing us.
Oh, no, he's not. We're going to give him... See, in order for us to go, if we have any legislation passed the last Article 78 and 606, we had to go through the towns. Correct? That we had to go through the towns. And it's the only way we're going to get anything passed is by going through the towns. Unless you want to leave everything alone and just forget about it.
No, I think the public has a problem.
Absolutely.
The town has input. I don't have input. Be informed of what's going on.
Right. Well, that's what we want. We want to tell them what we want.
I would make the suggestion you call a special meeting just for that. Because
right.
The other meetings, you're never going to get that done.
No, right.
So
right.
You're going to need
right.
a special meeting, get polling. And my other suggestion would be that our lawyer be at that meeting.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I agree.
That's fine. What I'll do is I'll contact David Pullman Monday, and I'll...
So
give us like three
date,
different dates,
Bruce can,
and
then
I'll contact
Charlie. How about Charlie? Because Charlie's better on Minnesota legislation.
Charlie, and then we'll have one meeting just for
public
that.
Meeting.
For the public meeting, people will know what we can do and can't leave.
Okay?
I agree.
So I'll try to get that done in August.
Okay, price for the dock tank screws.
Okay, I got some different prices. They're roughly, depending on what, you're going to put four screws in them?
Two, probably. There's going to be four holes.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, anyway, I got a price. These are, actually, I called Johnson. They're a little more than I thought they were going to be, but... The state has a contract with Grangers. You can get them through Grangers. You know, it's a state municipal contract. So if you use Panhead 6x1¼, you're going to, for about 4,000 screws, it's going to be about $170, $161.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's for stainless.
Right. That's very reasonable.
So we can order them right through Grangers.
Right out
the only thing you really need is our Texas at the moment.
Right out of this office. Right.
Yeah, that would. Mm-hmm. How many screws would that be for?
4,000.
Yeah, be
there are four. You know, it was 404 or 100. So 4,000.
Yeah, that would be excellent. Because we're starting off with 1,200 numbers, and so maybe some may need three screws. So, but I think the majority would.
Why not?
Be
why not four, I guess?
Well, I figured four, so...
Oh, okay.
Because I thought you said there was four holes.
Well, there is four holes in it.
I don't know if all the docks would be able to get four in.
Well, we just figured if there was a spot on a dock where there's a slight angle, you could only get two screws.
Yeah.
But I don't see any problem with ordering all of them. We'd have extra in case we did need them for new docks, you know? Or if something happened to one of the numbers, we could always replace them.
I can get the order in. I'll call...
Well, to answer a question real quick, sounds really trivial. Were those Phillips or...
Phillips. If you want hex heads, the only problem with hex heads is I couldn't get an inch and a quarter screw. They don't make them. So they only made, well, six, the longest six is an inch.
Oh.
And I was a little worried, you know, you get crappy wood, a little bit of crappy wood, you might not get a bite, so.
Right. Well, some of the decks are just pre-toned.
Yeah, well, an inch and a quarter, you usually catch some good wood, I think.
Oh, yeah, I would say.
Well, let's have a motion and to go with these.
I move that we'll contact Bill to get the tax number met and order.
All favor? Okay, Bill, do you want to add anything more on the security?
Well, the only other thing, you know, most of what's coming out now, from what I gather, from what you, what they, what, nephew had. Mm-hmm. Most of the new systems most of the stuff they're coming out with now isn't that standalone stuff. Most of the stuff that come now ties right into a computer. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you need an Ethernet connection and all that, and I don't know if you guys wanted to get into that where you could actually feed that back to the office here or something. But and that equipment's not much more than what Jason found. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
the problem with that is, Bill, is you're never going to jam a picture through them phone lines.
Well, and that's the problem. It's going to take forever to get it through. So I, you know, it's probably more, you know, without high speed out here and that, it doesn't really help us much. It would take forever, and I agree with Rick.
Well, is it something maybe eventually we're going to get high speed, correct?
Yeah, and
at the dam?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what, you know.
The only way you ever get, and I don't even think you even get satellite high speed at the dam. Because it's down in the hole. So, I mean, as far as high speed at the dam goes, I don't think that's ever a realistic possibility.
Yeah, just wait for Verizon to run something back there, I don't know.
I mean, we can't even keep the phone lines up, let alone be high speed.
Well, you know, and for what we really want, it's more monitoring what Jason is fine. You're going to have a record if someone tries to break in or damages something. You know, the only problem is, you know, you've got to review that. I think most of the stuff he had was 7-day before a re-record. So, but you'd still have that record. So,
yeah,
it's just more. Like I say, the stuff they're using now, you can feed it into a computer, have a permanent record, you just put a new disk in every week, you know.
So. So do we have the possible cost of that?
Oh, Jason's stuff, I left it, it's sitting on my desk. None of that wasn't too bad. I think there was a couple different systems, but they were all under $1,000, so.
Just keep in mind the budget you're talking about, Deb, is 2009. I mean, I'm anticipating these expenditures would be made under 2008.
No.
So they wouldn't be made in 2008?
No. Rick suggested that we make them under 2009, so.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to get a handle on is, you know, some of these.
Start early in the budget.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we're mentioning some of these things now.
Well, most of like I said, I forgot I walked around without those. But
that's fine.
Most of the stuff
fine.
Jason had, like I said, was, I think, $1,000. So it wasn't too bad for the systems he had pulled up.
Do you feel that would meet the dam security's request for what they want for the dam?
Well, I mean, it gives you a record, and we have a security alarm on the dam and everything now. So, yeah. I mean, you know, they're trying to break internet, these guys know, you know, I don't know.
The current system, if they break into any of the houses, there's built-in mics that they get recorded directly soundable.
So, I mean, you got that in place already. This would just give you a video of who it was or whatever.
Basically, the only thing up there really isn't got any security on it. This is the gate going down in. And the village itself where the generator sets, right?
Well, the generator's got, the generator's alarmed.
No, I mean, does it got a...
Well, and actually, I mean, the one system Jason had was a four-camera system. So, I mean, you could put a camera up on the light pole there or something. The only thing is you'd have to wire it down to wherever the receiver is, you know. But, you know, it's really, I think all those systems were 1, 2, and 4 camera. I think that's about the biggest you can do is 4 camera. In this type of system.
Thank God we've never had to really depend on that generator. We never really have. But it might come. You know, you never know. I could wait till the date or wait till things are resolved or somebody might try to do it.
Thank you very much. One thing before we get to Mike Holmes, we didn't approve the minutes. So, and Jean pointed that out. Thank you, Jean. Has everybody read the minutes? Okay. Any question?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, Mike. Where's Mike?
Yeah.
There you are. Mike wants to talk a little bit about the trails, so.
Yeah, the Russell Trails, we're going to have a informational meeting for Area K people tomorrow morning. We don't anticipate this, but in the event that someone does not want to buy into their trail, I'd kind of like to have an opinion from you folks. If that person has a dock license, but doesn't want to buy into the trail, what would you folks have to say about it?
Nothing. It's above the 1450.
No. Well, okay. Yep.
Nothing.
So if the person, okay. So I have it because I'm sure somebody's going to ask it tomorrow. You folks will do nothing or you have no opinion or
we have no authority above the 1450.
We have no authority.
Okay,
the problem is if they don't buy in, they have no access to get to our property.
Correct.
So.
Okay.
Their license becomes kind of moot. How are you going to get
right
there?
We're not going to be looking at trying to take it away from them. I guess that's what I'm really looking
no
for.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, our stand has always been to stay clear of that.
Very good. That's really all I wanted. I appreciate it.
One more thing.
Okay, new business. Got questions regarding pen poles. Who wants to talk about this? The pen pole property?
I didn't put that in the agenda.
There seems to be a gentleman here that had questions about that. He was purchasing pen poles.
Pen poles are subdividing, and there's going to be some back lot. And
well, the dock we approved,
mm-hmm,
okay, was that there's one lot, one front lot, mm-hmm, that is going to be jointly owned by everyone on there. So it's not going to be a back lot license. They're all going to be on that community dock that we approved, but front lot licenses. Because each person above the 1450 was going to own part of the lot where the dock was positioned.
They're subdividing a lot. That was my understanding.
They're subdividing
the one.
It's only
one dock.
It's only
no, well, no, there'll be more than one dock, I'm sure.
I think, was it 8 docks?
8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was more than one lot, too, I think, wasn't it? Or
there's one community lot that's going to be a homeowners right association.
Yeah, they had, like, a lot of frontage. So, and that's...
But it's not separate docks. It's one dock.
Well, they're going to have a deed. They would have a...
Two docks. There's one big dock and one little dock.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're going to have something in their deed that they have...
That they're deeded front lot.
Fronted. You know, there's a portion of that lot that they're going to be taxed on and everything else, is my understanding.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we approved, yeah.
And their license would be attached to their property.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's one dock license.
One dock license, right.
For two docks.
It's just because
it's a regular
front
lot owner. Right.
Right.
So it'll be one dock license for two or however many docks?
However many, yes.
And we, did we get the drawings and all that?
No.
Yes. Well, yeah.
We did that last year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the issue is then.
Well, you've got yours.
Okay, all right. Okay, launching at the campgrounds, Dave and Rick, and this is...
Last week I went down there and Dick Hubbard was working down there. He was just going for his daughter a little bit. Well, anyway, two fellas pulled up with two jet skis. They didn't want to pay the money, the $25 each, $50 to launch. So they said, so they left. They went down to see Scott Walter, and they went to launch there. And Scott says, hey, no one launches with them there. Forget about it. Well, anyway, then he went down to the park, Brad, where Brad used to own.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they launched there. They tried to launch, and he stopped them. And then what would happen is Brad went down, he let them launch. But then Brad went down to see Dick Hubbard, and Brad charged him $20 to launch. So that was down there. We have to put a stop to the launches around the lake and just have, the one at the marina and the one at the dam. I don't know if we can do that. You know what I'm saying? Other people are making money.
They put causing more traffic.
Four cutty cabins in on the lake last weekend.
They launched them.
So I talked to Chris Fenimore. And I'm going to go down and talk to Brad sometime over the weekend. And Chris wants to have words with him, too.
Who's Brad?
The owner of the campgrounds.
Oh, okay. All right.
His name.
Mildred's Brad.
Oh, see him. Okay.
So, because Chris wants to have words with him about this. I mean, if he's violating our navigation laws by allowing cutty cabins in.
Yes, he is.
So Chris is going to have some words with him about it.
I know we can't technically stop it. I mean, we have no authority. However, the DEC does. And that's a mess down there. Have you been down there?
No, that's been
a mess. And I think, I don't know how you file a complaint with the DEC. But I think maybe it's time we did that.
And give you Mark Wojciechowski's home phone, cell phone, and office. I personally would like to see what Chris is going to do for us first.
Okay.
I think that maybe if he was told that, we don't appreciate this, and that, if he wants to use it for his campers, that's one thing, but allowing other boats to be brought in is a whole different subject. Yeah. And Chris said he was going to be pretty adamant about it.
Okay. So should we just monitor this until maybe August? See what happens?
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Let Chris.
Is there anything if we do go through with this legislation, is there anything we can introduce into that legislation that would
stop
them to expand the district?
They're in the district
for tax purposes.
For tax purposes.
But I mean,
so you have to expand the district for control.
Right. Well, that's maybe as a possibility.
Well, we can always find out. Try it.
How did that ever happen?
Yeah, how did it ever stay out?
Well, that was never part of RG&E's lands.
So,
although it's within the district, it was never turned over to us by deed, to the district by deed.
So, I mean, how would we?
So, RG&E's lands actually start just that big culvert pipe that comes under, that's actually where our RG&E's lands start, from there going west.
Does anybody, throwing out something weird here, is there ever any check on the water quality and if there's any septic runoff or any, hazardous runoff? Is that ever checked there?
The lake is checked.
Right.
But I don't know that it's specifically checked there.
I'm sure you could request
the Allegheny County to do a specific check there.
There. Just downstream from there.
It just goes into our lake, and that's, I was just a thought, if you follow my train of thinking here.
Well, there was under the farmers' drain.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I would say a letter to the county, just...
Well, that may be a second avenue, once like Chris do his job, second avenue is possibly writing a letter to the health department, and then we can take it.
Let Chris do...
His job first, yeah.
His system wasn't put in too long, public. He put it in about maybe 10 years or so.
I don't think that the issue is necessarily waste, septic waste, as much as this, when we say crap, just floating stuff, you know, chunks of wood, chunks of dirt. No, I don't believe that that's the major issue.
Well, I know, but I'm just looking for leverage, you know.
Well, I just think they...
Possibly down the line.
She's probably got a better system there than most cottage businesses. I don't know. About 10 years.
I don't know about that. You got a lot of, I mean, I'm not just talking the campground, I'm talking all the trailers up there and everything else.
There's a lot of trailers.
You look at the density up there, compared to what you're supposed to have now.
Well, I'm just based on the fact it wasn't put in too long ago.
In fact, my wife was about that.
Was she really? All right, so we've got a plan, let's take a motion. Let Chris do his job first and then go from there. All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then we'll look at this again in August, our first August meeting, how's that? Okay. In your packet was a letter from Joe Annunziata.
See, we checked that tree out, and there, the tree that was removed is starting to grow again, that tree that's down there. And as far as the hoist, we'll recheck the hoist at our next inspection to see if it's within 5 foot.
It's 18 inches.
What's that? It's 18 inches right now? Okay, I haven't measured it. So we'll check it out. You know, we'll put that on here and have that inspection.
I'll just make a suggestion here. This is what really started us all on. Below the 1450 we own. And that, you know, The Youngs had said that at some point in time they were going to rebuild the lift and correct it. And it really, I mean, yeah, it's 18 inches, but we own it. The Youngs don't own it, Nunziata doesn't own it. And if it's not that big a deal, and if it's willing to be corrected, we don't know where we're going to go with it right now. That's what started about this whole inch thing. That was the first one that brought the inches on.
When I was down there we spoke with Joe, the day about moving the shed. Mm-hmm. We spoke with Dale, and he's going to fix the farmer's dock next year. He's going to lay our plans for that, and I'm sure he'll address it very well. But I think that Joe, I don't know, on that angle there, I don't know if you have to go back or not. I don't know. We'll have to, when we go down there, I'll meet with Dale when he does put his plans in. But we really can't do nothing with the break wall right now until he submits his plans. And hopefully, I don't know.
The hoist.
I don't know what we can actually do with the hoist right now. We'll go down there.
We have to move the shed. We have to move the hoist.
Oh, I understand that. We'll go down there. We're going to do a dock inspection. We'll do it within the next couple of weeks before our next meeting, and we'll make a decision.
Now, Rick brought up at the last meeting whether they had a permit for the other hoist that's in the middle of the bay over there.
And I did not get a chance to review the file. There is a permit for it. My question is whether or not where the hoist is located is where the permit was issued.
I'll leave that to you.
Yeah, but I mean, no, I honestly did not have a chance to.
Okay, so can we move on?
One other thing, we're talking about the tree. Now, what's there is a stump and some sucker branches that are coming out of it. The agreement was that was going to be yanked out of there and they were planting new trees. There was a big, nice tree there that had shade to my property, gave me some privacy. And actually, sort of the runoff with the torrential rains is terrible. It helps keep relatively dry over there.
Was that a willow tree?
No, it was not a willow tree.
I can't remember. I didn't see a willow tree.
It, as you say, it's growing back. It's probably 4 feet tall now.
Right. Well, that's what
it's
we
It's quite full.
We
it's really healthy.
It looked like it was growing back.
The root system is going to do anything for your drainage. Better than a new little sapling would.
We'll check it out when we go back next week.
Okay, moving on. Bill. Fall protection and confined spaces. Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was partially what we discussed with the dam operators. Two things I brought up about OSHA. And this is probably, I got enough of these for everyone. Basically OSHA now, there's two things I know we don't have for the dam operators, and it's fall protection.
Oh, okay.
And it's also confined space. When they're down in the, if they have to get down in the valve houses, below in the, down in by the valve.
Right.
We really need a way, if anything should happen down there, that's what they consider a confined space. And you need some type of apparatus that if they're down there, one guy's down in there, whatever gets hurt can't get out of there to get them out of there. So this is just the equipment we kind of need. Just review it probably and put it on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
And as far as the training, I'm waiting to hear. My safety director was off. He said he's an industrial hygienist, so he's got some contacts down here, but he was on vacation kind of most since the last meeting. He just got back Wednesday. So he's going to get some stuff together for me. I'll have that for the next meeting.
Okay. Bill, would you get this? Because this will be...
Here.
We need to give you this because this is...
And the one thing, the most important, or the most expensive thing there, the harnesses and that stuff and the lanyards and that really isn't that expensive, but that lifting thing for down in the...
Retrieval system.
Is pretty expensive, but we might not even need that. I really probably have to go down. We should probably look at the valve houses, because we might be able to make a permanent setup down there where you wouldn't need that tripod, and you could attach it because they're brick. You know, they make some stuff that you can attach right to walls and that.
But can't you attach it to an I-beam?
Or an I-beam? Is there an I-beam? Well, I couldn't remember. You know, I forget. So yeah, they make stuff like that, and that would be way cheaper than those setup things. I mean, basically. In the schools and some of the places where we got permanent, we made permanent setups for this. So,
does OSHA come down and approve? Do they?
No, it's more if you ever had a problem, they would fine the heck out of us.
Yeah.
And when these guys are up above, you know, they really should have fall protection.
Right. Right.
This is something we want to do right away.
Yeah, this is kind of...
Before the 09 budget.
Probably.
Okay.
When you attach to an I-beam, are you going to like put a cable around it? Because if you're going to, I don't know if they would accept OSHA.
No, actually, there's like a clamp. If there's an I-beam, there's a clamp there, and then the winch would... basically, what it is a small winch where one guy can winch the other guy up.
Okay.
If there's any... You need a hand in that winch?
Yeah, yeah, it's just you gotta have some means of getting the guy out of there, you know. You know, and when they go down in confined spaces, they, you know, they wear that harness and then you just clip them on.
Do you want approval for this tonight or want to...
No, why don't you just read it over and, you know, we got a meeting in 2 weeks here, so... And I have a little bit more info than on the training, because like I say, there's some industrial hygienists down here to do that training, and probably the three of them will have to go to that.
Deb, I used to work in the chemical plant, and a lot of times OSHA wants you to test the air before anybody even goes in there to make sure it's breathable, because you can get a buildup of carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide in there.
Well, there is, actually I have on there, there's an aerator fan.
Yeah, I think you need to look at the whole process. You may want to get an OSHA guy down here just to look and tell you exactly what you need, because there's a whole wall of laws that you need to follow through with confined space entry. I know you need at least two people. You may need a separate air supply. There's a lot of stuff with that.
You got the axial blower and duct. Yeah. This is pretty comprehensive, though. But, okay. So we'll look this over and work on it. And if we need it this year, we better just get it. Anything else under new business? Thanks, Bill. That was good. That was very good. Finance. Bill, we keep getting a bill from Belmont Lumber and Hardware. Nobody knows what this is for. Now, I ordered stuff last May, a year ago, May, for the picnic tables, but I don't think this is it, because you said it had a date of this year, correct, Rhonda?
Yeah.
Did you call those?
This is the first time we received.
Well, this is the second one, but the first one was just a couple weeks ago. Did we pay a bill last year to Belmont Hardware for all the lumber and everything that went into those picnic tables?
Yes, we did.
We did. Oh, thank you. Okay. So, what is this?
Did you ask Tom Thomas?
Yep.
Yeah. He doesn't know about it? He didn't buy anything from there.
Nope.
Did you want to just call and see if someone signed one?
I have. They don't know either. And they can't read it. Did somebody
there's
sign
no
it?
There's no signature. There's no listing of what it was for. There's nothing.
My name is Dr. Green.
No. I talked to a gentleman there. And he's going to check into it, and in the meantime, we'll get another one.
That's great.
Why don't you just call him up and say that none of our employees purchased anything from you. We have no record at all of anything being purchased, unless you can show us.
Can I go talk to Ray first?
Would you? Yes. Thank you. Please.
They're
really good people. Yeah, they are super people.
Oh, they are.
And I'm going to be ordering.
You may want something out of there again.
Well, I do. I put a bench for...
Let me talk to Ray.
Thank you.
Ray.
All right. Great.
Find out what this one is.
Yeah, maybe they can figure it out.
Don't you want to take
this
with you? Yeah, why don't you take that with you? Bill, do you want to give us a report?
I just have a question. The launch hours, is there, Dave, are you handling that?
Yes, I am.
I don't have any hours from the launch people for the 28th or 29th of June. Nothing.
Will they turn on to you, Rhonda?
I never got
it. Usually, what we've been doing is, well, last week I know we were shy 16 hours. We didn't have coverage for it. I think it was 4 or 12 hours. But what they've been doing is turning them into Rhonda, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Rhonda's been...
What I'm saying is I haven't gotten any hours for the 28th or 29th of June.
Right.
Nothing.
Because we have two people that work the weekends. Allison works Friday, Maggie, and I'm trying to think of his name.
Did you work that weekend, Maggie? Was it covered or not?
I only worked, the kids are out of town, so I didn't work, I think I worked Saturday morning. Didn't
work
Sunday.
On the 28th
and 29th? Yeah. I had 6 hours, and I think I took in $5 a cord. I think that's the day.
Did
I didn't
you remember
work
on the other day whether it was manned or not?
Yeah. I don't remember. I had company, so I wasn't
right.
there.
I'll check the sheets. I've got them all.
Yeah, I turned, yeah. I
I got nothing to do.
Actually, I left because I only had my hours.
The reason I usually pay every 2 weeks, so that that weekend would be included with the 4th. And so could you check on that?
Yeah, you want to. You want me to check out where the
Sure.
Okay.
The next meeting, July 25th, we have to get real, I mentioned before, we got to get serious about the budget because the election is the 26th.
Right.
And then we have to have a preliminary budget that you will approve a preliminary budget on the 15th of August. So I need enough to put together a pretty sensible preliminary budget.
So.
And then the budget hearing is August 30th, where and on the 15th, we'll go over the preliminary budget. If anybody wants to make any changes, we make the changes. It's still preliminary. It's then presented at the August 30th meeting for public input, and then it's voted on probably at the September meeting. So that would be the time frame for that.
So basically, our next July meeting probably should be heavily spent on budget.
That would be my recommendation.
Okay. I don't see a problem with that.
Now, Bill is not running. Bill was the other co-signer with me on checks over $2,000. He's obviously not going to be here any longer, so we're going to have to. My recommendation would be to have two people instead of just myself and Bill. In other words, three people in total.
I'd like to have Gene Morton.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you want to do this. Do you want to? Do you want? Generally, we always had the chairperson. Do you want to wait till after the
election?
After the election. Okay. But I think besides the chairperson, there should be another signing.
How would these checks reach me or me?
I'd send it to you. I'd send them all already with my signature on, with the backup for it, and you know, stamped envelope for you to forward.
Yeah, I think Gene's here all the time, so we know where he lives.
So we'd have to get signature cards. Probably have to do. I think one time I tried to do it, but I can't do it. They're not open Saturdays anymore. We'll have to do it during the week.
Like
the MT branch.
Like the cemeteries, there and can't do. They just sent me a signature card. Or whatever has to be done.
I think I have time before you have to go there. But anyway, that's all I got, and I'll pass around what I've done since the last meeting.
Okay. Okay, anything else under new business?
I have some about the launch.
Okay.
There were some complaints about the launch not being completed. But we do have someone that we did hire to complete the launch, okay? And he's had problems getting a door, so the one door hasn't been replaced. But he told me now he's going to
The building.
The building, the launch building.
Okay,
the launch
all right.
Building. Okay, but he was issued money. You know, he has the finances to get it done. But I know there have been a couple of complaints out there that it hasn't been finished, or you know, it hasn't been painted yet. But it's going to be Monday.
Yes.
Because there was an issue about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Monday it will be painted. Are the brushes there?
There's brushes there.
Are there brushes there?
In there for a month and a half.
Okay.
So, that was all taken care of, I mean, a long time ago. And there was another issue, I'm just bringing this up here, that when this board here, I want to just get this clarified. That was donated by Rhonda's husband from
right.
where he worked.
He got the donation.
During that time, when we voted on it, was there anyone against taking the baby more? Or was everyone in favor?
The board as a body voted to accept the gift of that storage shed and to get it in order and to get it
usable.
If you're asking if there was an individual...
If there was an individual, because I...
It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter because it was...
I understand, I heard that we did the wrong thing.
Well, that doesn't...
No, but I'm just saying, but I don't want to be blamed for something that we did it as a body together.
Yes, we did.
We've did a lot of wrong things.
But I don't want one or two people getting the blame for certain things, which everyone was involved in.
No, we as a body thought...
We as a board voted and thought it was a good idea.
And the other building was falling apart.
Yes.
Right, exactly, okay.
Okay, anything else? All right, I guess it's now time for open forum. And again, I ask everybody to keep their comments to 3 minutes. Ma'am, I don't know you. Are you Judy's...
My mother.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Okay.
Judy?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
I got a question, what are Russell Trails? What are we talking here, my board?
Exactly where is it?
Area I, J, and K.
Yeah.
Okay, they're the right-of-ways that are over there.
On County Road 49.
Right.
You know where the areas are, you're not asking about that. You know where Area K is, J, and I.
Right.
Okay.
Is it where Klein Road is?
Yeah.
I think that's one of them.
Correct. I think Klein Road, I believe, is, starts Area J, or actually, it's right about on the, right on the line.
Yeah. What area are you in, Judy?
That's why I wanted to know, because I got a question about the septic. Did you have some kind of a report about actually wanting to do this last year? Did you have some people?
We had talked about it, but then we decided it's just beyond our scope. What we did is we expanded inspections to include people who trade or buy within families, so that, you know, before the health department wasn't requiring, if your mom gave you her place, it didn't need to be inspected. We are now requiring that, even if the health department...
If it's a new owner.
If it's a, no matter who, it can be family, brother, sister, whatever.
No matter what.
No matter what. So we did expand it, but we decided not to go beyond that. It's just...
And what can we do to kind of protect the lake at this point?
We're hoping the health department's doing their job.
Yes, we...
Oh, okay, got it. So you... Okay.
If you think there's a problem...
I think I understand it in between one.
Yeah, if you think there's a problem, we would suggest that you call the health department. They're pretty agreeable.
Well, I've already given them the letter that I gave you.
Okay,
so,
all right.
It's already there.
Were they receptive?
I got no response. So that's, I would call that negative.
Was it when there was a there was a recent transition in department heads, fairly recent. Why don't you send another letter and say, I would really appreciate a reply. I wrote
from
this.
From last year's
letter, yeah.
Okay.
Ma'am, if you really stop and think about it, I mean, I'm going to tread on areas that probably shouldn't be treading on. But if you really stop and think about this septic thing, I'm almost convinced if you go over most any cottage down this lake and monitor that water, then we're going to be in hell with us.
That's exactly why I brought it up.
I mean,
and then you're also polluting people's wells.
It's better sometimes to leave sleeping dogs alive.
I don't know. For Lake Ontario, that's not exactly the smartest thing.
But if something's opened
your property value.
If something's opened up around this lake, I mean, let's be blunt about it. It could be a hell of a mess.
Well, that's how come they put regular...
I mean, we're talking millions and millions
sewers
of dollars.
And
we're talking
certain
millions
lakes.
And millions of dollars.
I know Cuba Lake is... got a grant and they're...
I don't know if that's ever going to go through. They're still fighting that.
Because it's so expensive.
About period. I mean, a lot of this stuff has got to be every...
No, I understand that.
We have to have a pump to get it up to a main system. And it would be cost prohibitive.
Well, right? But that's not what I was asking.
Okay.
I understand dynamics of that.
I guess my... point to you, Judy, if you think there's a problem with you, if you suspect there's something,
wrong with your water, if you think that somebody's sewage is going, go have it tested at the health department. And then if it is, then make sure that you file a complaint with the health department. Because there, they have more authority than we do.
And like you said, it's probably, which I had said to you, 98% of the people on the lake probably are not what they would call within the scope of being safe.
And then they also, Judy, they differentiate between seasonal and year-rounders. You know that, don't you?
Right.
Okay.
I think that might have been true back in 81 when the district was formed, but I disagree with that comment. I think
with what comment?
That there are numerous septic systems draining into the lake. I think with
No, that's not quite what I said. What I said is people...
That's what Gene said.
Okay, what I said last year was that I was astonished at one of the meetings when you talked about septic systems and that they had to be, everything had to go through the septic, not, you know, your dishwasher and... Well, yeah, that's what I had questioned because all these years I was told that that was okay. The dishwasher, your shower, your washing machine, which I said, you know, half the people have to use iron out, weren't going totally through the septic system. And they got a septic system running, but to preserve their septic system, that's what they're doing. Whoa. So in retrospect, you're basically polluting people's wells. Plus, you're going to inadvertently, you got it.
But all that septic stuff is governed by the county.
And so that's
and leach fields.
No, I can understand you don't want to get involved.
No, that is beyond.
It's probably beyond the scope, but because that's not really your responsibility. But is at least you as our representatives, is there a concern here? Would pursue it on and send a letter to the health department?
Actually, all the years I've been
to do their job?
This is the first time I've ever heard a question. I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's the first time it's ever been addressed.
We really haven't had, not that I know of.
But if you go, it says in the county rules, and we went through this at my place, a septic system must be located 100 feet from the water supply. That's impossible around here to have that happen.
Right. No, that's not what I asked.
No, I know, but I mean, you're asking about water pollution. I'm not talking from the representative of this board.
Okay. Well, at least now I know that it is not, you know, the Allegheny Health Department does not agree that you should have hoses going out instead of going through your septic system. Well, see, I didn't know that. I was told all these years it was okay.
No, I know it's not a white place.
And I know they're very, very responsive. Our neighbors had a gray water problem. They perceived a gray water problem where they thought dishwasher water was going into the yard. They called, and the health department was there 3 hours later. And
they
may want to make a phone call as opposed to a letter. Right. They've been pretty responsive.
So I would just touch base with them again if you didn't get a response. Bob?
Nothing to say tonight.
Nothing.
Grace?
Yes, I'd like to apologize to the board for being late. I was detained. And I appreciate the dock committee coming to our dock inspection. And I'm here to answer questions for our request of the two docks.
It was taped.
Well.
She wants to know why.
Since I'm here, can I answer questions as to what this is?
I don't find a paper trail on those two docks.
Well, I believe you have a copy of our deed, and it shows that we are the property owners.
Where's the licenses gone?
I believe they were never issued licenses. Those two docks never had licenses that you've come up with numbers. I don't know why. It was overlooked, but...
I got something here tonight that I've got to research that will probably eliminate that, but until such time as I'm 100% on it, I ask that it be tabled.
What are you questioning? The property?
I'm questioning those two docks. If they don't have licenses, correct? we're not in the business of issuing licenses. So if there's no, we're not going to issue licenses. If it goes on your front lot license that you currently have, that's fine.
But you are in the, you are in the job of issuing licenses.
No, we're not in, we're in the job.
Every dock should have a license that's on this lake, right?
We're in the job of transfer licenses.
Well, we're requesting a new license because there was never
well,
one there.
That's my problem, is that it, we, most last time we issued a new license.
Never.
If it's part of your front lot.
Yeah, okay, it's part of, yeah, it's a front lot.
Then you already have a license for it. But I don't know that it is. That's my question.
Your question is whether it's on our front lot?
Yes.
I mean, you have the deed that shows the property lines. I just don't understand what your question is. Since you have the...
Well, I don't know where those docks belong.
Well, the dock committee went down and looked at them and...
Grace, we tabled it.
Well, okay, I'm just trying to answer your question as to what your question is on the property lines.
Well, I can give you our input from the dock committee. When we went down there, we felt it was in the boundaries
of
the
property. And it was tabled. Why is it being discussed?
Uh-huh. That was our decision. When you came back tonight, they tabled it because Rick wants to do some research until next month.
Okay.
Not the next meeting, I believe it was the meeting after that.
In August?
To come up with an answer for you one way or the other.
Okay.
But it will be decided.
It will be decided then.
Okay. Well, if there's anything else we can do, let me know. Because
As far as our inspection, we thought there was, but then there was a little more research that needed to be done.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's
thank you.
Right
who's
now.
Next? Bob. Mr. Lee.
Oh, okay. Couple things. I'll try to keep it short. First of all, I'd like to thank James K. and Kathy Hock for the fireworks on Saturday. There must have been 200 boats out there. They were awesome fireworks. They were good, and I wanted to thank you for that. Couple other things I got. The voter registration for this election. Mm-hmm. What's the deadline for that?
Rhonda.
Hurry up, I'm going to answer your minutes.
She's not timing you. Monday in person.
Monday of what?
This Monday.
Which is 2 weeks prior to.
In person.
So it's 2 weeks prior to?
Yeah. By mail, it's already too late.
I am trying to encourage people to vote, and I hear the same thing over and over again. I don't know if I'm registered. Last year, Rick made the comment in a public meeting that these elections do not fall under county election laws. Why do we have that? Why can't they come down here once? Here's what happens. People aren't registered, they don't know if they're registered, they don't come to vote. Okay? Then they tell themselves they're going to register and they forget about it for another year and the same thing happens again the next year. Why can't they come here once?
Prove
they own property within the district and vote.
I call the Board of Elections. Elaine is one of the electors.
Okay.
And we do fall under county election laws.
Not according to what Rick said last year.
Well, I don't know who he talked to last year, but I talked to the head honcho.
So the people that man our elections and the booths and do all that have to have the same training as a county election official?
They probably should, yes.
Okay, do they?
I can't answer that because they're volunteers.
All right.
I would imagine some of them do. I'm sure some of them are volunteers in their regular territory.
My point is that we'd have a lot better voter turnout if we could make, I know the registration is, you know, people come here on weekends and they're Lakers and they're thinking they're here to have fun. They're not here to register to vote, you know. And there's just so many, we'd have such a better voter turnout.
Can I ask a question?
We made it easier.
What do you mean about we have to come here once?
Yeah.
Do it? I don't understand what you're asking.
Why couldn't they walk in when they vote and prove that they own?
Well, because in Chapter 78.
It says 2 weeks.
So, I believe it does. I know on our election cards that's what it says.
Okay. Does it say that in Chapter 78?
Yeah. What? Volunteer to register, and there are newsletters that go out.
Right, but many people don't because they're not interested.
Yeah, that's true. Not really.
All right.
Any voter has to be registered. for local elections, school board elections, whatever, Bob.
I understand that.
And we have a book that where we can check.
I understand that.
I believe if you look it up, that's the state law.
It is state law.
I understand that. But we were told in the last two elections that this election did not fall under, that it was a separate agency. And if there's something in Chapter 78, fine, I'll read it. I'd like to see it. But
I know it's on the election cards that.
But is that just a policy that we might be able to change?
You'd have to talk to the.
You know, it would make it easier for people to register to vote. And then they would come back the following year, and you'd have a better voter turnout.
When's the last time a newsletter do a voter? Why don't you, ahead of time, go around, talk to people, get people to register to vote at that time? That's how.
I've been trying to, but for the last, you know, it's weekends.
See, I've been with a newsletter two or three times now, and that really wasn't a very productive way of doing things.
How many people do you get to come in to register to vote? And does that increase our voter turnout?
Yeah.
All right, that's.
No, I agree. It would be nice if.
Let's find out if we do fall under.
Hey, Ron, just out of curiosity, how many people that are registered don't vote, would you say? What
oh, my God. A lot.
A lot. So you got that too, Bob. You got people that are registered that don't vote. Do you have a rough idea of what that is?
I bet you have probably 900 eligible voters.
What do we get, about 150?
And a good turnout, 150? A monster turnout is 300, but we usually get 120, 130,
something like that.
You know.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to say was, could this board, I've gone to the Meet the Candidates night year after year, and could this board also consider hosting a Meet the Candidates night that was done in a totally different forum? Just open comments from questions from the public? Why are you shaking your head no?
I don't think we can, Bob, simply because, I mean, I've served on school boards and
you're almost asking this board to act as a political party. That's not the function of this.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, as well, that there's a gathering held upstairs hosted by the landowners. Is there some way that we could have a different forum for Meet the Candidates?
Present that to the landowners and ask them to change their forum? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
That might work.
Because
I agree, it's a weird forum.
It's very strange.
But you could ask the landowners. I mean, they're a good group of people if you go to one of their meetings, which are open.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, thanks. Mary.
No.
Michelle?
Rick, were you on the DOT committee? Are you on the DOT committee?
Not on the DOT committee now. No, I was on the DOT committee, yes.
Did you quit?
Yes.
Is there a reason why?
Yep.
It just seems like things are not going through because you want to revisit everything the DOT committee does.
Not everything, certain things that I have issues with, and as a commissioner, I'm entitled to it.
Well, that's fine. Well, I just don't lie. Why would you quit the DOT committee then?
Because I did.
Okay, I think we're going to move on. Bill?
I just would like to say thank James and Kathy also for the wonderful part.
Kathy?
I'm going to piggyback on Bob's questions. Since we now have clarification that our elections do fall under New York State election law.
Well, that's what I was told. Now, Rick was told something else.
Wrong.
So
I don't believe that I ever said that.
Okay. Well, to go back to, since we seem to have clarification, and since there is an opportunity to change the legislation, since absentee ballots are allowed for regular elections, I think that this is something we should strongly look at, is absentee balloting, because again, we do have seasonal residents here, the majority of them, and sometimes they are not able to come down to the lake on that particular day, voting day. We want to give the opportunity to everybody to be able to vote, and they may have a wedding, they may have a graduation, they may be ill, and this would give them that opportunity. So I think we should seriously look at that when we talk about the changes of the voting.
I think that is being addressed. Well, we're going to have a public hearing again, And I don't know if you were here when we mentioned that, but we are going to have a public hearing. We'll have Dave Pullen, who is the town's attorney, but he's helping to craft this legislation. And our attorney will also be here. And certainly that can be mentioned and probably should, and maybe even an easier way to get people registered. There's no reason why that can't be brought up too. Is James here?
James is here.
He's back on the staircase. James, do you have anything?
I just have some documents I need to give you before the meeting closes.
Okay. Grace?
Nope.
Mike?
Hold Donna.
Maggie?
Oh, really?
Janet?
I just want to officially announce I am running for commissioner this year.
That's all I want to say.
Oh, wait. I did one. I thought of something else open forum. In regards to the boat launch, we've been launching our boat at night a couple times, and there's this huge divot by the house where electric line was laid and snow was over. Who is responsible, or is someone going to be fixing that?
I'll have it fixed. Rhonda, Monday morning, had a load of snow drop there. And then we'll get a hold of Bobby Pomeroy, and have someone level that out. If you can give them a call Monday, and get a hold of Stone.
Because that whole thing is in like rough shape.
Everybody approves that because of the next time.
Okay, motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anything else, Janet?
No.
Let's come down here. Mrs. Kuhn, I don't know your first name.
Carol.
Brad.
Just as a Janet, I am also running for commissioner. I really didn't know.
Sir?
You can't help.
We can go right. Glenn?
Yes, the question of the two docks of the Yonge and Trent transfer. I know that there's a third party involved in this, and I'd like to see restrictions on those docks placed because just to protect liability, because we have not set forth who technically it owns or it should be transferred to, just to protect that third party, just in case anything happens.
I have a question. In your letter that you wrote, didn't you specify that those docks belong to the Youngs, that they were on their property?
What I write.
Did you write that in your letter?
I asked the board to investigate to see who was the true owner. Because in our investigation, and this also goes back to the Young's current legal threats against this board, on their entitleship to the entire bay.
I don't know.
I don't know if Frank, if you have a copy of that letter.
Yeah, not here.
I might have a copy.
I know I have one.
Glenn, if you can just wait, we'll get a copy of the letter.
Sure. But if I could remember correctly, you did specify that it was that they should take care of the dock or something like that.
Okay, but deeds and licenses.
I understand. Well, they're applying for a license. Now, we're open for a big can of worms here.
Okay.
We have a dock committee. We're going to be going around numbering all the docks on the lake.
Sure.
And there's going to be docks without numbers.
Sure.
Are we going to take these docks away from all those people that don't have a license or never applied for a license? We're opening up a real big can of worms.
That's not our
story. I know, but I'm just saying, there's going to be a lot that we run across. A lot of people that built illegally. I don't know, but there's quite a few out there.
In that bay to show.
I think you're finding without tanks, but I think there are
a lot. Well, I know there's a lot without tanks.
Yes.
But if they are without tanks and there's no license here, we're going to have to find a way how we're going to address that.
I can show in my dock, and it's also a grandfathered dock, that there's paperwork showing a contractual agreement between Putnam and the Idlers, who were the original dock owners, and the original license transferred into their name from Putnam. All grandfathered docks should have some type of paperwork that represents that type of sale, either from RG&E or whoever was the landowner back in that time. And that should be the standard, and there should be nothing else considered. Well, there should be no other compromise made in light of that fact, that everybody else is complying with that standard.
Okay, now what would be the difference right now? Okay, for instance, they own that property. I'm just, what would happen if they say, well, I want to build two docks down there? How would the board react to that? I mean, if it's their frontage, it's not their frontage, it's a Lake District's property. But if they wanted to apply for two new licenses to build two docks on their lake frontage, are we going to tell them no?
It would be on their license. They would just have two docks.
They would have two docks.
Yeah.
So as long as it is their frontage, we're going to give them those docks basically, correct?
As long as they don't infringe on anybody else or whatever else, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying, you know what I mean? We don't have an answer right now, but I know that we're going to run into some problems with them today also.
In the event that there are docks or boats tied to those docks, what is the course of action?
Well, right now we checked them for safety, and they seemed fine. Right there when we went down there, we had like five people in that dock, five of us. And for safety, they were all right. The railing was fine, and they repaired the two stairs on the one dock. That was the extent of the repair.
Okay. What about the horse?
The hoist, I don't know. We didn't check the hoist, actually. We didn't address the shed. We didn't address it. I don't believe we looked at the shed. We just checked out the whole thing over there.
Okay, when will that be?
Well, during our next inspection, we're going to check it out, the shed.
So we will address those additional items at that point, depending on the termination of the hoist.
You don't have it. Just move on if you don't have it.
Yeah, I know I've got it. I just can't find it right now. Surely. Cal.
You listen.
Oh, sorry. I was pointing. Sorry, because I don't know your name.
Mary. I wanted to address the rebooting of Rush Creek. About 7 years ago, we had a pretty bad storm, and at that time, the bridge was blocked. By a lot of debris and a lot of silt that came down from Rush Creek. And at that time, the county came in and actually removed a portion of it. So they took on the responsibility of repairing that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But since that time, since they did that preliminary repair, they didn't do a total repair. They didn't take all three of the areas out. That's when we started to see those docks starting to wear. That's when the channel was changed coming into the lake. So if it was there, if they did it 7 years ago and they only did a partial job, can't we go back after the county and say, look, you didn't clean it the first time?
Well, I don't think we want to get nasty to begin.
No, but I mean, to suggest that they were in there 7 years ago. And also, they also put in a big drainage ditch from the Young's property across the road, and that flows into Hutton Bay. And that also brings a lot of silt down to that mouth over there. They were responsible for putting that in also. So a lot of responsibility that comes to the county to repair. They didn't repair before.
We can bring it to their attention. That we can do. You know? But I mean, you know, you bring up a valid point in that, you know, they already did it once. Maybe we can get them to, because they did it once, why won't they do it again?
In other words, the precedent has been set.
Right, right.
And we need to follow more nice precedents. Okay, Cal, Joe?
Yeah, a quick question for the board and for the dock committee about a little safety issue. If you bring down a large mobile gas tank and have it on the dock, and it's at one end of the dock, and you set off fireworks that are probably 20 or 25 feet from that area, is that a concern? Should that be moved? Does that stay? Is that safe? Sounds like pretty dangerous to me. Are you allowed to have mobile gas tanks on docks and rather than in a safe storage area?
There is a DEC regulation that says if it's over 10 gallons, it's got to be such and such and such and such.
I don't know the regulations.
Nor do I, I'm just saying.
1450 line, and it seems as though you're documenting that the board ought to have some jurisdiction over that. If it presents to a layman a safety issue, maybe to somebody else has got a better idea about that. Maybe something you can investigate next door.
Sure.
The other quick question is the rerouting of this Rush Creek. Any study on how it affects the fisheries?
Well, that's what the DEC, I mean, if we approach it, that's why you have to file all the paperwork with the DEC.
Okay.
And then they look it over and see what you're going to do. Anytime you're in a stream bed, you have to get DEC permission. And actually Army Corps, it's kind of a joint application you put in. And they have to approve it. So, I mean, that's what we were talking about a little bit before in the county. It might be easier for them to get that process than it is for us, just because they work that type of work more frequently than we do.
Barry, I appreciate, going back to what you said, I appreciate what you said because I didn't know that. And so certainly when I have my meeting with Mr. Ruskin, I'll mention that gently, okay?
Right.
We won't make any demands. We'll try honey first,
well,
okay?
Well, you know, because it is putting that bridge in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they're involved now.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of attacking this on our own, and they came to us and said they would help us. They would help us. So I mean, that's kind of where it came from.
But we can pursue it and make sure that they're going to follow through.
The one tube is filled up with fill all the time anyway, so.
You
were cleaning
it out.
How many tubes are there?
Three.
They don't ever clean it out?
They have cleaned it out, but the way that... Back to my argument, the way the place was set,
that
one tube automatically fills up with dirt all the time. That's why they can dig all the trenches they want down through there, unless they put up some kind of a barricade there, riprap or something like that, to divert that. You can dig a trench down here, but as soon as we get above the trench, the water's right back over at us. I don't care what they do because I'm about ready to leave.
Mr. Turner, this is what you wrote. I ask the board to inspect and recommend the removal of the boat hoist, an unused shed, and instruct Mr. Dale Young, who is the adjacent property owner, responsible for those items. So you're admitting that you're saying that those are his shed and his docks.
If your investigation confirms that.
That's all I just, because I wrote and I read the letter and I remember it.
Okay, that's all.
Those two docks that you're talking about, probably about 15 years ago, some younger people come down and built those docks using all old lumber. They used to camp down there sometimes, and I don't believe they had any right to be in there. I know I bet they didn't get a permit of any type. And like I said, he used all old lumber, and in 2 days they were all done, and they come down and they'd camp there sometimes and maybe have a picnic, but they were awful young. And I didn't know if Hutton sold the property to somebody or, you know, whatever. But.
Grace, when did you buy that property?
Oh, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Okay.
So it would have been here before that.
Okay, which one are you, Michael or Alan?
Alan. I'm sorry. Who writes the questions for candidates night? And who writes the questions for candidates night? And who has access to them, you know, before?
Maggie, can you address that?
Why? I know, but this isn't my meeting.
Just want to know.
The Recreation District Board doesn't have anything to do with it, okay? Because it's the people who vote. Now, my understanding is, I don't know what, 98, 99, the Landowners Association began having a meet the candidates night so that there would be at least some venue where people could find out who's running. They then began to, they request the biography, resume, write up from the candidates, send it out in the newsletter. The questions come from a group of people, from the directors, from the Landowners Association. There are people around the lake who talk to their neighbors, who are concerned of the questions, keep aware of what's going on. The questions are all pertinent questions. Usually the first one is about the dam safety, water level, water quality. Every year they change. But there are multiple people, multiple directors at the Landowners Association. Yeah. But that's a Landowners Association question where we have multiple meetings. I don't think that's a question that should be directed to them. So since, you know, some people apparently don't like the format of it, I don't set the format. It's what they've been doing from the first day that they held this. The Recreation District never sponsored it as far as I know. So we follow forward, we keep moving forward with it. We support it. We have volunteers. Do you want to write a question? We're open for any kind of questions. Okay. All of our mailings ask, what are your concerns? What are your questions? Anything, you know, we're always open for things. That's, we had contact with the sheriff. One of the biggest comments we were getting was safety and patrolling on the lake. We moved forward and getting some more cooperation with the sheriff's department on that. So as Deb says, little steps. But we're willing to submit questions. And then if there's time, we have open questions at the end where people can ask them.
Maggie, before we close, do you want to say anything about the celebration August 16th?
Well, we've got plenty of time at other meetings other than the fact that everyone's, you know, flyers are out. I'm not involved in the committee, per se. So there's flyers around. Any information are on those flyers or in the mail to the association members. And I think there's posters around town. July 19th, next Saturday is the Meet the Candidates night. Brad has been invited and Janet has been invited, and my understanding, both of them will be there. If nothing else, we get people who don't come to these meetings, who come to that, and who turn out to vote.
Where is that bank?
Upstairs.
7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock, Rick. You, who cares? You want to meet Brad? 7 o'clock. Janet, 7 o'clock.
All right. Is there any more business to come before this board? Dave, did you want to say something?
I'd like to, before you're ready to adjourn, I'd just like to go in executive session for commissioner conduct.
Personnel? Okay. Is there a second to that?
Doc, just one quick, you guys were talking about security cameras and stuff at the dam. Were you guys also still considering about one here in this office?
No.
No.
Possibly sometime in Balcom Beach, maybe, but that's another issue. Okay. All in favor of going into executive session to discuss a personnel issue, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. We are in executive. Anybody want to take a break before going to
I want to go to the airport. 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 I
Thank you.